someone new. Don't show the world the fool I am. Keep to yourself, long neck bottle. Let go my hand. Well, don't you box out, stop playing that song again. Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle. Let go my hand.
Room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Good evening and welcome to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we're getting set for Class 4A Boys Substate action here tonight as the Phoenix play host to the Baldwin Bulldogs. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's the man doing the work back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios, producing, engineering, all of that work. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Counts with you here courtside. A couple of teams that don't get to see one another very often, and so because of that, always a fun game to get to play a new opponent and see some new things and kind of see how you stack up. Public address announcer is introducing the starters to the crowd, and with that in mind, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the Baldwin Bulldogs under head coach Don Blanchett. Bulldogs come into the ballgame tonight at 8-12 on a season, and they're going to be starting Joseph Zimbicki. He is a 5'8" sophomore. 6'1" sophomore, Riker Grossner. At 5'10", it'll be junior Caleb Carr. Cole Mahaffey's a senior. He is 6'4", and the other of the Twin Towers, 6'4", junior Samuel Darnell. For the Phoenix, and head coach Pat Battle, Anselton comes into the ballgame tonight at 11-8, and they're going to be starting Zymer Hernandez. He is a 5'10" sophomore. 5'9" junior Ray Bowen. Cheater Purdy's a sophomore. He is 6'3". You'll find sophomore Trey Carter at 5'8". And running it out, Jesse Greenlee, a 5'11" junior. It's been many years, probably a decade, since Atchison has hosted a first-round sub-state game. And it is being enjoyed by a lot of fans who turned out for this one here tonight. Baldwin, the first team out of the court. They are in traveling purple. I mean, think with white lettering and trim, think TCU. Atchison in the home white with gold and red. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it'll be Jeter Purdy for the Phoenix. It will be Cole Mahaffey for the Bulldogs. And the ball is up, tips away. It'll be controlled down by AHS, and we're underway. Atchison with the basketball, and up on top of it, it's going to be Trey Carter. Trey drives around to the right side, stops, pulls up for the long two, and hits it. Atchison breaks out on top, 2-0. And we are about 15 seconds in. Atchison back on defense. Top side with the basketball for Baldwin. It's going to be Zimbicki. Dumps it over to the right side, deep into the corner. They'll go to Mahaffey. Trying to diagnose this Atchison defense, a little player defense. It'll come out on top. That's going to match up a little bit, bring it off way out on top between the circles. 7:15 to play in the opening quarter. Baldwin showing excellent patience, working them all around. They'll slide to the right side, looking for the back door. Couldn't get it there in time. Brings it back out on top, and they'll continue to run it. Now they'll cut to the left side to drive in. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to come back to Baldwin. 6:59 to go, so we're just a minute into the contest. 2-0, Atchison in front here in Atchison, Kansas. Boys High School basketball on KAIRF Important Atchison. To pass out on top, slapped away by Zymer, but he's going to lose it out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Baldwin. Looking in, and Baldwin, Caleb Carr inbounds it. Takes it right back, tries to drive inside, no room, continues his dribble, works trying to the left, now pulls it up, dumps it down to the baseline, the cutter into the middle, the pass inside, knocked away. Here comes Hernandez. Zymers, 1-on-3, will go in, shot blocked from behind. Free batting it back down. It is Baldwin. Samuel Darnell comes up for the free basketball, and Bulldogs are back up court. Now they'll try to go back door, and it was over the wrong shoulder for Darnell as he was looking inside. The ball went outside on him. Going to come back in again to the Phoenix. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still 2-0 Atchison in front. And again, Carter will walk it up the court very slowly. Long, tall, shoulder-high dribbles. Gets into the forecourt. They'll go left side. Shot blocked. It just ripped out of the sky by Darnell. Here comes Baldwin. They'll bring it down the court. Drive in. Shot up. No offensive rebound. No defensive rebound. Pulled down Jeter. Here comes Ray Bowen. He'll kick it over to the right. Pulling up for the three. Shot by Carter. No good. And we're going to have a foul called on Atchison. It'll be whistled on Jesse Greenlee, his first. So Jesse going to pick up personal foul number one. We're 2 minutes into the game. Atchison leads it 2-0. Kind of interesting. You look at the Atchison roster. And first five names and numbers are the five starters. Here's a shot inside. No good. And rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll come back to Baldwin. So Atchison starting numbers 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Inbound it comes to give and go. The beautiful shot is up and in a thing. A beauty to Cole Mahaffey. and the game is tied at two. Mahaffey threw the ball in. His teammate who had it leaped in the air, grabbed it in the air, kicked it back to him, and Mahaffey, as he came in, jumped up, caught it in the air, and laid it up and in right from beneath the goal. Here's a 15-footer for the Phoenix. No good. Rebounding it back down. Again, that is going to be Mahaffey. Here comes Baldwin out on top. A little bit of a head fake. The drive into the lane. The running one had a shot. Is up. No good. And another rebound pulled down by Atchison. And we're going to have a foul called. The whistle is going to be on Samuel Darnell. So the 6'4" junior will have his first foul. And team fouls are going to be even at one apiece. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Relatively low scoring here early on as these teams getting their game legs beneath them a little bit. Now the ball's going to be stolen away from Carter. Driving it down the floor. Going in, going up, going to score. Caleb Carr with the steal, with the bucket. And Baldwin has his first lead of the game. 4:52 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Hernandez. Zymer feeds underneath for Greenlee. He'll turn and shoot and get it. Jesse ties the game at four. We're going to back down the floor. Baldwin up top side. Atchison staying with the little player defense. The drive down to the baseline left. Comes back out on top. They work it up high. Looking to drive in. Their big gap underneath. And they try to exploit that, but the pass is poorly thrown and taken away by Greenlee. Here comes Atchison. Playing off the screen, the four for Baldwin. It's cut inside and was wide open in the middle of the lane with no defenders near. Here's a 16-footer for the Phoenix. No good. Rebounding it down. Hernandez follows it up. No good. Rebounding it down. Hernandez follows it up. No good, but gets fouled. So Zymer will get three shots on goal, but ultimately it's going to come to the free throw line. And for Baldwin, a bit of a big problem here. Quickly, foul number two on Samuel Darnell. Darnell coming over and talking to the official a little bit. He wants a little explanation. What did I do? With a couple of free throws coming up here for Hernandez, we will have a Baldwin substitute coming into the game at the between shots. Time here's first one is up, no good. Checking into the ballgame for Baldwin is going to be Caden Engelhardt. So Caden will come into the game. And that's a C-A-D-E-N. We get some K-A-D-E-Ns. We've got a lot of variations on the cadence, but free throws up and good. Zymer will hit the second, and Atchison leads by one. It is 5-4 Phoenix, just inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Low-scoring game. We're on about a 40-point pace right now. A short 40, maybe in the 30s. Ball nearly stolen away by Carter, but retrieving it, Baldwin over on the right side, right in front of the Phoenix bench, comes back out on top. They'll go a little motion, feed it into the free throw line, drive it down the left side of the lane. The shot goes up, and we're going to have a foul on Atchison as the Phoenix had slipped Jace Richards into the game. I didn't even see Jace come in. He's a hard guy to miss at 6'4", the freshman. First foul of the ball game for Jace, and Baldwin has Cole Mahaffey at the free throw line. His first one does not go in. One more shot coming up for Baldwin's 6'4 senior. Mahaffey taking his time. A little spring at the on the toes and hits the second shot. We're tied again now at 5. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Trey Carter brings it down, goes into the lane a few steps later, and there's the traveling call. Trey argues with the official. He thought he did not take that many steps, but you know what? Sometimes it just looks wrong. How about that? 3:20 to go in the first. Baldwin in the forefront with the basketball and working around to the right side. It's a 5-5 ball game. This class 4 is boys' first round sub-state game. Pass is going to go over to the left side, backing it away, not cutting into the baseline. The dish across, the shot rejected by Jace. What a block! And then it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Baldwin basketball. 3 minutes to play, opening quarter. The winner of this game will go on to meet the winner of Iola and Bishop Miege. The age is 14-6. Iola is 6-14. Here's a skip pass over to the baseline right, spinning into the lane, getting the shot off. Chase with another block. Rebounding it down to Zyamir. Chase Richards, tall with a great reach. Here's a drive in. Zyamir off the window for two. It is 7-5 Atchison at the 2.5-minute mark of the opening quarter. Baldwin's going to bring Darnell back into the game. Bulldogs have it up top side. Lose the handle, pick it back up off the dribble. Comes out on top. It's going to be Engelhardt with it. He kicks it over again in front of the Phoenix bench. Back out top side. They'll feed to the right side of the lane. Couple of head fakes later. The shot is up and it's not going to go in. That time, Chase did not get the block, but he altered the shot to the extent that it was unable to go in. Here's a running two. It's going to be up and good for Trey Carter. Atchison has its largest lead of the game, up four, with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Bulldogs will dump it over to the left side. They're going to try the three, and they will hit one. The first three of the ball game for Baldwin belongs to Caleb Carr, and it's 9-8. Still a minute 40 to go here, opening quarter. Atchison down to the floor. Here's Jeter with it on the left side. Haven't said his name a lot. He hasn't had a lot of touches of the ball. Now here's the feed underneath for Chase, but the pass a little off the mark. Rebounding to go back down Baldwin. Down the court is Mahaffey. And as he starts to go up for a shot, he's going to be fouled from behind. That will be the first of the game by Trey Carter. Our official rolls over to the scorer's table, gives us the call, and Ray Bowen is going to come back in, and Trey will check out here with a minute 26 to play in the first. Baldwin looking in, brings it just barely inbounds, deep into the baseline corner. Darnell's pass knocked away by Zyamir, and he ends up in the stands over here, but it's okay. It's great to be young and agile, you know? Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. 9-8, Atchison in front. Baldwin will be putting it in play, and they're going to run their offense. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's Riker Grossner. Back to the left side, the dish to the corner, the baseline three, too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Greenlee. Here comes Atchison. Dimer will bring it into the forecourt. Goes right side, Jeter. Swings it left, Bowen, he's good for three, got it. Great, Bowen will hit that shot all day long. If you leave him uncontested, it is 12-8 Atchison. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. And for the second time at a ballgame, you've got a Phoenix lead of four. And now the ball is going to be lost, knocked away, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off Atchison. Great going down to the floor. I mean, he was hustling headlong, looking for that loose basketball. Baldwin will bring it in. And out on top with it, it'll be Caleb Carr. Caleb, a 5'10" junior. He'll drive right, slips, loses his footing, but has a teammate pick it up, gets it right back to Carr, cuts into the lane, and now it's going to be anticipated stolen. Here comes Zyamir. He's down court, one-on-one, lays it up, and missed it. And on the rebound, we get a jump ball called. 18 seconds to go in the opening quarter. All in a possession will award the basketball to Baldwin. And it'll be put in play from deep in the backcourt by Darnell. Atchison by four. They're going to lead at the end of the quarter. See if Baldwin looks for two, looks for three, or what the plan's going to be for them. Into the forecourt, Atchison. Player defense pursuing all the way from just across midcourt. Knocked away by Zyamir. Picked back up. Going into the lane. The shot is up. A whistle and a foul. And with 3 seconds left in the opening quarter, they're going to get Bulldogs back at the free throw line. The foul is going to be the second of the game by Chase Richards. Coming to the line for Baldwin is going to be Caleb Carr. He's hit a two, he's hit a three, and now he's going to have a couple of free throws. Long, hard look at it. The front one is perfect. It's down 12-9. One more shot coming up for the 5'10" junior for Baldwin. Caleb eyes it up. Right-handed shooter sends it. In and out, no good. Rebound, Chase. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We have a timeout on the court. First quarter in the book here in Atchison, Kansas. The score in this class for a sub-state It's Atchison 12, Baldwin 9.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
People here at the game tonight, and not just people who are, you know, members of the Atchison High community, not just people who are family and friends, but, and of course, there are a lot of all of those, but they're also just interested people from around who have come in here for this one tonight. Great to see a good turnout for these guys. We go to the second quarter. Atchison will be putting it in play at midcourt, leading at 12-9 for Baldwin. Leading scorer, Caleb Carr with a half a dozen. Cole Mahaffey has the other three. For Atchison, it's four for Trey Carter. Hernandez and Bowen each with three and two for Jesse Greenlee. We go to the second quarter. Atchison brings it in right side. Greenlee will spin and turn and shoot and score. Jesse gets his fourth point of the game, and Atchison goes up now 14-9. This is their largest lead so far this evening. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen. Here's Zymer. Goes right side. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor, and Baldwin is going to pick it up. They'll come up the floor. The feed left. The driving layup misses. A wide open, uncontested breakaway does not go in. Here's Jeter with it. Goes left side to Trey. Carter pulls up from about 12. Can't get it to fall. And a rebound is going to be knocked away, and it'll be out of bounds to Baldwin. With 7:15 to play in the first half, Baldwin is the basketball, and now we're going to see Atchison switch up a little bit, increase the defensive intensity, go to some full court pressure all the way up the floor, and a man defense. Here's a three on the other end. It's going to be way too strong, but the follow shot off the rebound is way too strong. Another offensive rebound. Here's a three that is off the back of the rim, and finally pulled down by Atchison. Three good looks at the rim for Baldwin, and they were unsuccessful in putting any of them in the bucket. Atchison back up the floor with a five-point lead. Carter down the left side, off the window, and good. Trey Carter has a half a dozen. Atchison putting together a bit of a lead now. Baldwin may need to stop this thing. They're trailing by seven. Driving in, is that going to be a block? It is on time here. Hernandez thought that he had been able to sidestep in and plant himself with an adequate amount of time, but apparently no. So here comes Baldwin back to the free throw line, and up there once again is going to be Caleb Carr. 16-9, Phoenix in front. 6:38 to go in the first half. A couple of free throws coming up here for Caleb. He's got 6 points. He's one of two at the line so far this evening. First free throw is perfect. One more shot coming up here for Caleb Carr for Baldwin. Turns kind of perpendicular to the free throw line and throws it right in. Makes it look really easy. 8 points. 16-11 Atchison. Zymer Hernandez swings it left side to Rafe. Bowen goes into the corner to Jeter. I don't think Jeter's taken a shot yet. He has not scored. Here's an outside shot at the long two for Jesse Greenlee, and he's got a half a dozen. It is 18-11. And for the second time, Atchison leads by seven. 6:10 to go in the half. Baldwin comes out topside. Swings around to the left. For Baldwin, they've gotten some good shots. The problem for them has been that they just haven't been able to knock them down. And like this one, here's a drive in. Easy layup off the glass and good for Mahaffey. His fifth point of the game, 18-13 Atchison. Inside six to go, first half. Jeter will again take it on the left wing. Out on top, it'll come to Trey. Carter swings it side to side at the knees. Now he'll go down the left side of the lane. Pulls up a shot. Rejected. Trey turns and complains to the official. No foul. Now the feed will go over to the left side. Stepping into the lane. The turnaround shot. It's going to be up and in. Knocking that bucket down is Ryder Grosner. His first point to the game. And now it's a one possession lead for Atchison at 18-15. Herter back down the right side with it, backs away, pulls up, jump shot, good. Trey having a hot shooting night, and he's at 8, 20-15. Atchison took 10 seconds with that possession. Very different styles. Atchison gets down the court at the first opportunity. They'll let it go. Baldwin works the ball, and now they're going to get a Bulldog timeout. So we're going to take a break with head coach Don Blanchett. We're at 4:54 to go in the first half in Atchison, Kansas, where it's the Atchison Redmond 20 and the Baldwin Bulldogs 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, it will be Baldwin basketball from the far side, just into their forecourt, and putting it in play is going to be Caleb Carr. 20-15, Phoenix out front, 4:50 to play. First half, and Baldwin will drive in, and there's going to be an offensive foul. That was a tough call, and the offensive foul is going to be on Baldwin's Engelhardt. Atchison walking it back up court, leading by 5 with 4:44 to go in the second quarter. Dimier will work his way around to the right side, pulls up, falls away, 13, good. Hernandez has his 5th point. Atchison again, up by 7. It is their 3rd 7-point lead. Here's a 3 from the left side, deep in the corner, is going to be up and good. Just coming into the ball game and hitting that 3 for Baldwin is going to be Taylan Torres, a 5'8 sophomore, 22-18. And Baldwin may need a little bit of that perimeter shooting. Now we're going to have contact and an offensive foul on the other end. It's going to be on Greenlee. So the same official on 2 of 3 trips down the floor has called an offensive player control foul. It's going to be the 2nd foul for Jesse. So Jesse and Jace Richards, each with 2 fouls for Atchison. And as we're at 4 minutes to go in the half, back up with it will come Baldwin. They trail by 4, and we're going to get a foul on Trey reaching in. And that is Atchison's 7th foul. We're going to get a 1-1 here. Trey Carter will have his 2nd foul. So Carter, Greenlee, and Richards, each with 2. Not seeing a move to take Greenlee or Carter out of the game. At the free throw line for Baldwin, it's going to be Caleb Carr. He's 2 of 4. Front half of the 1-1 is good. In each of his first 2 previous appearances, he hit the first, but missed the 2nd shot. We'll see if he can knock down the 2nd one here, and he will not. Rebound tipped around, and Zymer will clear it away. 22-19 now. 3:50 to go. 2nd quarter. Here's a shot from the right side. It is up and it is good. Zymer for 2. And it's 24-19. 3:40 left. First half. The feed over to the left side. The dish to the edge. The pass back out on top. Carr will cut in. Dish across. The shot goes up and there's going to be an Atchison foul. It's on Rafe. Rafe found himself in it. Inhospitable situation is the guy with the ball, much taller. Rafe did everything he could to try to prevent him from getting into the rim, but he will in the process pick up his 1st foul for Atchison, his team foul 8. And Baldwin, who's been very average at the free throw line, will come to the line here, and the shot is going to be up and good. And with that, Samuel Darnell has his 1st point tonight. Jeter Purdy comes back in for Coach Battle. Jesse Greenlee will check out. Another free throw. Darnell, nope, missed it. Rebound out of play. It is Baldwin basketball. even though Atchison is shooting well, Baldwin has been scrappy and they have not let Atchison get too far in front. They've not had any luck really catching him, but they're trying to keep him within reach. Here's a falling away shot, no good, and Jeter Purdy with another rebound. Phoenix up the floor. They lead by four, 24-20, and 3:10 left before intermission. Here's a shot from the top. It's off the mark by Carter. Rebounding it down is going to be Zimbicki, and he'll have it taken away from him by Bowen. Over to the left side. The falling away shot is up and missing. Rebound pulled down by Baldwin, but heels on the baseline. Atchison has gone to the bench, and just during that last change of clock, we had Brendan Martin come in. Now, Brendan is going to be right back out. He was in there for a brief moment. Greenlee will come back in for the Phoenix. Carter looking for somewhere to go with the ball, and he's going to go way into the backcourt. Zymer will chase it down there, and he'll bring it up the floor. Inside three to go. Great. Alone. Left side. Rainbow shot. No. And a rebound over the back. No foul. Shot is up. Greenlee for two more. Jesse's got eight. 26-20. Phoenix in front at the 240 mark of the second. Spinning into the lane. The dish to the left. A little head fake, and the pass inside is going to be loose on the floor. Picked up Atchison. We'll get a Phoenix timeout. Taking a break with Atchison High School. 2.5 to go in the half. Phoenix 26, Baldwin 20.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
First team coming out of the court will be Baldwin, and they've got Caleb Carr and Samuel Darnell out there. I see Joseph Zimbicki. We got Darnell, Mahaffey, looking around. Oh, yeah, Riker Grossner. Here we go. Here comes Atchison coming out of that timeout. Zymer up the floor. He will accelerate all the way to the free throw line, dump it over to Rafe. Look away pass in the middle. Kick back to the outside. Carter has it now on top. Steps inside his defender. Loses the handle for a moment. Picks it up. Misses it. Shot goes up on the follow. Won't go down. And rebounding it is Baldwin. 2 minutes to go in the half. Baldwin brings it down. Hook pass left side. Three shot. Good. From way down deep to the baseline left corner. It's going to be Joseph Zimbicki. Hit his first points of the game. And it's 26-23. And we're at a minute 50. Atchison back on top. Trey goes from 13. It is short. Rebounding it off the floor is Zimbicki. Outlets it down the left side. Gets it over to Grossner. Brings it off on top to Carr. Caleb backs away into the center circle now. Will work his way over to the left. We're at a minute and a half. Carr will go baseline. Running shot in and out. No rebound. Tipped out on top. It'll be saved by Baldwin. We've got lots of contact. We're going to have a foul on the floor. And that is going to be on Atchison. It'll be foul number three for Jesse Greenlee. Very frustrated he is with having had that foul called. Minute 23 left. Second quarter. A three-point game and trailing by three. Baldwin coming to the free throw line. Darnell back up there. 1 for 2 tonight. First one, no good. Rebound Atchison. So Darnell will not hit the front half of the 1-1. Here's a shot from deep on the right side. Bowen for three. Rafe has his second three-point shot. Atchison pushes its lead down to 29-23. 70 seconds to go before halftime. Baldwin works around to the left side. Takes it to the edge of the free throw line. Dribbles it back off on top. Now cuts into the lane. The shot is going to be altered. We're going to get a foul. No. Not that he called a foul. They did not. Here comes Atchison. Down with it is Carter. Thought about 17. Goes instead. Purdy. He will launch it. Can't get it. And a rebound. Tipped again. And Atchison's going to save it down. Topside Carter. Into the lane. Undefended. 12. No. and rebound pulled down by Baldwin, and we got bodies on the floor. And this is going to be a foul on Atchison's Brendan Merton. Merton picking up his first personal foul of the evening. And back again to the other end of the court. This time, though, for Baldwin, it will be different. It will be a two-shot foul. And back up there is going to come Darnell. Samuel is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Has a couple of more shots coming here with his team trailing by 6. The front one. No. Gets set to enter the game for Baldwin, and here he comes. It's going to be Ryder 9, N-I-G-H, a 5'11" freshman. Darnell with one more shot at it here, and it's in. 29-24, 35 seconds left before half. That was over and back. No whistle. That was a break right there for Atchison. Grape launched it out on top of Zymer. Had to leap to catch it and landed in the forecourt. Here's a shot from the left side, and Jeter will be coming to the free throw line. Officials coming up to the scoring table will get it. The foul is on Atchison, or on rather Baldwin, 25, and Samuel Darnell will be saddled with his third foul tonight. Jeter Prinney coming to the line for a couple. First one short. Jeter still looking to break the ice here. Grossner is going to come in for Darnell. And we're also going to see the return to the floor of Kalen Torres. Second free throw. Perfect. So Jeter on the board. And it's 30-24. Coming up with it is Baldwin. They're going to look for that final shot down to 11 seconds. We're going to have to be aware of the clock. 8 seconds. Guarded out on top. 6 seconds. And we're going to get a foul on time here with 5. Hernandez, foul number 2. So Atchison's been over the 10 foul limit for a while. 2, 3, 5, 8, that's 11, I guess, fouls by the Phoenix. At the line for Baldwin, Caleb Carr. That was him. Caleb making a living at the free throw line. 5 of 7. He's already in double-figure scoring. Second free throw. He will get them both. And it's 30-26. Atchison's got 5 seconds to get up the floor and get a shot. They'll bring it down. Zymer at the buzzer and gets fouled with 1.2. So we're going to get more free throws. It took Atchison less than 4 seconds to traverse the length of the court, get a shot away, and be fouled. Coming to the line, again, Zymer Hernandez. He's got 7 points and is 1 of 2 at the free throw line. This is going to be a two-shot violation here. The sophomore puts this one up, and it rims out no. Zymer Hernandez, 5'10", one more shot here. 1.2 to go before half. Takes his time, looks it over, squares it up, flips it toward the rim, and knocks it down. Baldwin will look. They're going to bring it in. Full court pass, and it's going to be stolen, and that will take us to halftime. We'll be back and summarize the opening half for you from Atchison, Kansas. The score at intermission, the Atchison Phoenix 31, Baldwin 26.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
We can hear the outstanding Atchison High School pep band in the background entertaining the nice crowd on hand here tonight. As we have the teams going to the locker room, it's a 31-26 lead for the Phoenix, and recapping the first half scoring. First of all, for Baldwin, their leading scorer and the leading scorer in the ballgame to this point has been Caleb Carr. He has 11, the only double-digit scorer so far tonight. There will be more. Then for Baldwin, you've got... Who we got here? We've got Cole Mahaffey with 5-3 in the first half. For Kalen Torres and for Joseph Zimbicki, 2 apiece for Darnell and Grossner. For Atchison High, talk about some balance. How's this? Dimir Hernandez, 8. Trey Carter, 8. Jesse Greenlee, 8. Brave Bowen, 6. And just for good measure, you got 1 in there for Jeter Purdy. Second half should be a great one. We look forward to bringing it to you live here on Cam Radio. But right now, with the intermission score, the Atchison Phoenix 31, the Baldwin Bulldogs 26. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Cam Radio Sports Studio for a Class 4A playoff-worthy halftime.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Coming up tomorrow evening, we will have sub-state action from Valley Falls. We will have those games starting at 6 and 7:30 tomorrow evening. It will be announced in the morning during the sports broadcast as to who exactly we will be watching tomorrow night. On Friday night, we will also be broadcasting from the Valley Falls Substate. We will again have 2 games. They will be starting at 6 p.m. and running concurrently. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on msc sports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority. Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Taking a look at our free website, msc sports.net. At the Horton Channel, we have the Hayden-Horton game, which is currently at halftime, with Hayden leading Horton 16-13. And, of course, in this game, we've got the Atchison High Phoenix at 31 points to the Baldwin Bulldogs 26. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast. Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative. Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 36. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 57. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows around 35. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid-70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 63.0 degrees in North Atchison on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison. The relative humidity is 30%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.00 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and we've got a feels-like temperature of 59 out there. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Tom Counts at the court side. Joseph, he's the man who's doing the real work. He's in the studio doing a production and the engineering and the stuff. Joseph, thank you so much. Does the halftime show give you a little soft shoe? You know, magic tricks, something out of a hat if you want it. 31-26, Atchison is front, and we go to the second half. Baldwin will be putting it in play, and we're back underway. 31-26, Atchison in front. Baldwin now going from right to left across your dial in the second half. He'll pull the dribble up top side, dump it back over to the right, drive all the way down to the baseline, no room, back it away. The long two is up off the window, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Baldwin's going to aggressively come down with the basketball. It's a nice rebound. Top side with it is going to be Caleb Carr. He will accelerate to the left. Little loop pass back behind him above the three-point line. And Baldwin's going to begin the second half like they started the game. This time, over the 16-footer, it's up and good. That is going to be the seventh point of the ballgame for Cole Mahaffey. Seven-11 to go in the third quarter. Topside with it is going to be Cheater Purdy Atchison. It's kind of starting five out there, as does Baldwin. Baseline shot is going to be up, and it will not go down for Jesse Greenley. He's out there with Trey Carter, Cheater Purdy, Ray Bowen, and Zymer Hernandez. Cutting into the lane. Here's a 12-foot runner. Rims out no good. Purdy with a rebound for Baldwin. It's Zimbicki, Grosner, Carr, Mahaffey, and Darnell. Here comes Atchison up three. And speaking of three, it's launched and missed by Trey Carter. Rebounding it is Baldwin. Outlet down the left side. The cut into the lane. The pull-up from eight. Too strong. Offensive rebound underneath on the floor one time and double dribbled it. He put it on the floor one time, picked it up, and then put it on the floor one more time. And back it will come to the Phoenix. 6.5 to go third quarter. Atchison, perhaps a little more patiently, now walking it up the floor, and Hernandez will run the ball clip right now at the one. Goes all the way around the ring. Wing stops down near the baseline. To Jeter, back to the free throw line. Greenley shot from there. Nope, tipped out, tipped again, and Simer is able to save it at the baseline. Pulls up a little rainbow shot, no good, and this time the rebound is going to be cleared down by Baldwin. Here they come up the floor. Kick pass over to the right side. It's a running three. Too strong, and then wave off the bucket. It went off the rim, up and back in, but it hits the support cable. And so, no shot, no bucket, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 31-28. Atchison in front. Up the floor now will come the Phoenix over to the left side. It's going to be Carter out on top. Cheater, right side, Simer. Here's Trey for the long three. And rebound down to Baldwin. Mahaffey will sweep it away. Back up court with it will come Baldwin. They'll take it over to the right edge. Darnell handles it there. He's got three fouls for Baldwin. For Atchison, Greenley has three. Skip pass, looking for the little backdoor shot. Turning around, falling away, putting it up and in. A couple of more here for Mahaffey. And suddenly, it's a one-point game, 31-30. And we have 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Atchison has yet to score in the second half. Trey comes right, and he gets a little bump to the chin, maybe, and a foul called on Caleb Carr. Caleb picking up his first foul of the game, first foul of the second half by either team. And Atchison coming back and playing at their baseline. They'll bring it on the right side, Chase Richards in the game. He'll turn in the lane, shoot, and it rolls off, no good. Coming up with it is going to be Zimbicki. He will drive coast-to-coast, shot missed. Rebounding it back is Atchison. He's done a nice job of getting the ball, getting it down the floor, and then actually got a really good look at the rim, but couldn't make it go in. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Here's a feed underneath, and the layup is up and good. Cheater Purdy gets the first bucket of the second half for Atchison. 33-30. We're 4.5 to play in the third. Third moving quickly. Topside with it is going to be Caleb Carr. Running to the right. Off the window and good. Caleb with two more, and he's at 13 now. 33-32. A one-point game. And now we're going to get a travel by Trey, and Atchison will give it back. 4:15 to go, third quarter. As I mentioned earlier, the winner of this one will meet the winner of Bishop Miege and Iola. Middle ball is going to be stolen by Trey. Jail breaks down the court. Easy layup. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Follows up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. Trey Carter breaks away. Had two uncontested layups, and the things just wouldn't fall in for him. Then we're going to get a foul on the third shot on Riker Grossner. But it will say it was not during the active shooting. It was on the floor. So Atchison will be putting it in play. Out on top of the come to Zymer. 4 minutes exactly to go, third quarter. Hernandez runs and shoots and misses. And the rebound back down. Here comes Baldwin. Atchison has grown icy, icy cold. And now we get a timeout. We get a jump ball. Atchison had done something there that we had not seen before. As the ball got into the forecourt, they immediately collapsed the defense on the ball and trapped it on the far side. And Baldwin is going to make a personnel substitution. Zimbicki will come out of the game and into the lineup. Back into the lineup, it's going to come Riker Grossner. Here comes Atchison into the lane. The kick out on top. Trey will go to 15. Nothing. He won't take the shot. Gives it out instead. The shot is up. No good. Followed up and in by Jace. The bucket right there for Atchison. And knocking it in. Jace Richards, his first point, and we have a timeout on the floor. Taking a break. Joseph at 3.5 to go in the third. It is Atchison 35, Baldwin 32.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Good to have you with us here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium, Atchison, Kansas, where it's boys class 4A. Sub-state basketball action, first round game this evening. And the Atchison Phoenix playing host to Baldwin. Atchison coming into the game at 11-8 on the year. Baldwin coming in at 8-12, but this game has been very, very close. And frankly, Atchison has, with the exception of the first couple of moments of the game, Atchison has never trailed. They've been in front. The Baldwin has always hung around. They've stayed close, and teams that stay close are dangerous teams. Here comes Baldwin up the court. Atchison really pressing full court defensively now. And here's the up-court shot. It's going to be batted away. Loose on the floor. Atchison's going to pick it up. Here comes Zymer. It is a three-on-three break. The feed over to the left side, and a little reverse layup is something good by Jesse. Double-digit scoring, Jesse Greenlee. 37-32. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Atchison has pressed its lead back to five. They have led by as many as seven tonight. Never more than that. Deep right corner goes. Baldwin works the edge. It's going to be Mahaffey. Kicks it back off on top. Darnell handles it. Again, it's Mahaffey in the corner. Zymer defending him. They'll work it out on top. Caleb Carr kicks it out to Torres. Baldwin being real patient now. Now the cut into the lane. Carr shot blocked. Is there no foul? No. Offensive rebound. The three is online, and it is good. The backup for Taylor Torres, his second three of the game. 37-36. There should be 37-30. Are they giving him only two? Well, that was a three. They're going to give him two, so let me fix that. Torres with a two. So it's 37-34. And here's a shot underneath, driving in. Up a good, Greenlee has a dozen now. 39-34. And we've got 2 minutes to go in the opening, or in the third quarter. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball run around to the right side. The shot's too hard. Keeter Purdy rebounds it down. Phoenix coming up the floor with it. Here comes Zymer. Atchison is 3-on-5. Zymer goes into the lane, and we have a whistle way up top side before he began his weave through the defense, and it's going to be a foul called on Torres, his first. For Baldwin, it'll be team foul three of the second half. And Atchison, who fouled a lot at the start of the game, well, we're almost through the third quarter, and they have not committed a second half foul yet. And now we're going to see Atchison make a substitution, the turnaround shot in the lane. Jeter gets the roll. Jeter Purdy. 41-34. Back, Atchison goes up 7. Minute and a half left. We've just seen Trey Carter and one of the Atchison trainers leave the floor and go to the locker room. We'll see what that's about. Right now, though, Baldwin desperately needs to score. They don't want to let Atchison push that lead larger. Going this close to the fourth quarter, here's a driving shot missing, but a Phoenix foul. Our official is going to come over and let us know. It'll be foul number one by Jeter Purdy. And with a minute 12 left in the third quarter and trailing by 7, back to the free throw line will come Baldwin and Caleb Carr. Caleb, he's been good. This free throw's not. It hits the back of the rim and kicks all the way back out on top. One more shot coming up for Carr. Back to the near side and with a new jersey. So Trey Carter is now sporting 24. So be aware of that if you're keeping score at home. Second free throw rolls up and in. So Caleb with 14 points, 41-35. Siamir into the forecourt, a minute left in the third. Reese goes all the way down the right side, stops in the corner, long cross court pass, Jeter, back out on top, Siamir. Thought about launching three, then decided not to, has it slapped out of his hands by Carr, but he's able to go back and recover it. Atchison will work it back over to the right side. And again, Atchison with a playoff game here at home in the first round for maybe more than a decade. And Siamir challenges the middle and lays it up and in, and he's got 10. 43-35. And now Atchison up 8. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's on the floor. Siamir picks it up. But prior to that, we've got some contact. We got a foul. And coming up off the floor with a bit of a limp and picking up his fourth foul is going to be Samuel Darnell. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Chase Richards is back out there. Trey Carter back in the game and again wearing number 24. You've got Jeter Purdy. Samir Hernandez is going to take the inbound pass. It'll be launched to him by Rafe Bowen. Atchison has the ball and leading by 8. Again, their largest advantage tonight. Depth court pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Caleb Carr. I've got Carr and Torres and Simbicki all at the top. Carter, they ball closely, and down low I've got Mahaffey and Darnell. Here's a drive into the lane, and Trey will shoot and score. Trey Carter's in double figures now with 10, and it's 44-35. It's going to be 45-35. Atchison up 10. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, winding down here in the quarter. Now, the ball is going to be turned over. The half-court shot is off the backboard, and we are through 3. Going to the fourth quarter in Atchison. Boys High School playoff basketball. It's the Atchison Phoenix 45, the Baldwin Bulldogs 35.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Going to the fourth quarter. It is a 45-35 ball game. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along here this evening with Joseph in the studio. Engineering, producing, doing all that stuff. Tom Couch will be here. Right now for Atchison. Three guys in double-digit scoring. Jesse Greenlee has a dozen, 10 apiece for Siamir Hernandez and Trey Carter. Ray Bowen with 6, Jeter Purdy 5, and 2 for Jace Richards. For Baldwin, the leading scorer of the game is Caleb Carr. He's got 14. Atchison brings it in the fourth quarter is underway. Siamir starts into the lane, travels with the basketball. Baldwin's going to get it right back. 7:45 left in the game. Ball went down to him. Atchison with a big surge late. They Bulldogs had gotten themselves back to within three, and now a turnover in the backcourt by Baldwin. Atchison's going to have it back in play. Bulldogs have been fighting so hard, but it seems like maybe they're running out of gas a little bit. Atchison has not gone deep in the bench. They have played a total of seven guys, and other than the five starters, the other two have been played quite sparingly. Topside, Hernandez with the ball, 7.5 to play. Here's Jeter to Trey. He will be willing to shoot and hit the three. Trey Carter at 13 now. And it is 47. They're going to call that a two. 47-35. So Trey giving a two-point shot. No, they're going to call it a three. It's back to 48. So we were right to start with. That's a lesson in life. Never doubt yourself. Here's a shot from the right for three. There's a three from outside. Jesse Greenlee. He's at 15. And we're going to get a Baldwin timeout. Bulldogs in some trouble. We're at 6:51 to go in the game. Atchison 51, Baldwin 35.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Back with you here in the Atchison High School gymnasium, where the home fans are getting pretty fired up as the Phoenix have now put together a probably insurmountable lead in front, 51-35, up some 16 points with 6:50 to go in the game. Tomorrow night, Joseph was just telling me, don't forget to, you know, kind of preview a little bit and remark about the games tomorrow that we've got from the Class 2A Substate in Valley Falls. It'll be girls action in ninth on Thursday night. Here's a driving shot up and good by Mahaffey. 51-37. The shot for three. No. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Baldwin. Flying up the court. And then driving it back out on top when there were too many white-shirted defenders in front of him. We're going to get a travel on Baldwin. So Joseph says, be sure to tell everybody now that tomorrow night we're going to have games at 6 and 7:30. At 6 o'clock, it'll be Jackson Heights Riverside. And then at 7:30, it's going to be ACCHS Jefferson County North. So a couple of pretty exciting games. And then Friday will be the same deal, except it'll be a couple of guys' games at 6 and 7:30. Here's a shot up, no, rebounded by Atchison. Followed up, no, rebounded again by Atchison. And now it's on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball call. That's probably a pretty good idea so that somebody didn't get hurt down there with just inside 6 minutes to go. Possession and arrow, Phoenix. And it will be Trey Carter putting it in play at his offensive baseline just to the left of the backboard, just outside the lane. Here we go. And just into the home whites. Great purple by Baldwin. The shot for the baseline right by Bowen. Won't go down, and we get a whistle, and we have a foul on the far side by Atchison. It'll be the third foul of the game for Trey Carter. So for Atchison, that is going to be team foul two of the second half. Can you believe that? Atchison was in the double bonus, I think, or had put Baldwin in the double bonus by about this time of the first half. Now they have committed only two second half fouls. Flying down the court. Here's Carr. It's three. Halfway down and no. Offensive board. Little head fake. Shot off the window and no. Offensive rebound again. Dropping a shoulder. Pushing it up and in. Well done underneath by Mahaffey. And he's got 13. 51-39. Atchison. But now 5.5 minutes left. Phoenix with the ball. Here's Jeter from eight. Can't get it to fall. Pulls down his own rebound and then will lose the handle on it. It gets away. Gets out of bounds. Baldwin's going to have it back in. Nice group of people have come up from Fallbrook City. Goodness knows we know that trip. 59-56, it's as simple as that. Bowman will drive left side. The shot blocked by Jace Richards. Going to be saved. The three is set, sail, and scored from the right side by Taylor Torres. And we've got a Bowman player slow to get to his feet. And now the officials coming over to the scorer's table. We have a foul. And first of all, let's get the score down. 51-42. We're at 5:02 to go. And the foul is going to be the second on Caleb Carr. Here comes Atchison. Little backdoor pass and an easy layup for Jeter. Purdy has seven. 53-42. And 4:44 on the clock. Top side, driving left, getting inside. Shot blocked. And we're going to get a foul by Chase. Two free throws coming up for Baldwin and Cole Mahaffey. Cole had a couple of free throws back in the opening minutes of the game. He went 1-for-2 way back there, and since then has not had a free throw appearance. He's got 13 points so far tonight, and he is Baldwin's second leading scorer. Cole's going to stroll up here for a couple of shots, the first of which is just a little bit weak. Hits the front of the rim, kicks straight back. Into the lineup for Baldwin, we're going to have Ryder Nye. Ryder's a 5'11" freshman. I hear really good things about this kid who just came into the game, too. Taking his time, second free throw. Rolls around and in. So Mahaffey's going to get one of the two. 53-43. And it's 4.5 to go. Here's Zymer, comes down, goes straight in. Dishes underneath, and Greenley was there to put it up and in. Jesse, very alert, 5.25, 17 in the game, 55-43. These two teams are still scoring it up with 4:20 to go. The ball loose to the baseline. Jace picks it up, kicks it over to Zymer. Here comes Hernandez. Midpoint of the fourth quarter. Atchison with the ball up a dozen. Long shot missed by Trey. Comes back, puts it back up again, missed it, and then the follows up and in by Jace. Jace Richards, 4 points. 57-43. Down to the baseline left. All room of the basketball over to the edge. Darnell pushes it off on top. They'll kick it around to the right. Going to be Mahaffey with it. Cuts in the middle. Goes up. Shot rejected again by Jace. He has been a dominant factor in the middle. Now the feed underneath. The shot won't go in for Greenley. Here comes Baldwin up the floor of his car. He's going to be tripped, knocked to the floor. We get a whistle and a foul. There have been a lot of guys on the floor this evening. Fisher's going to stroll over to the scorer's table. The whistle's going to be on time here. It'll be foul number 3 of the evening for him. And for Atchison now, it'll be the 4th, second half foul. Phoenix with the 14-point lead and a little over 3 minutes to play. And Baldwin will bring it in out of midcourt. They'll swing left. Carr goes three. Nope. Offensive board underneath. They'll feed it back to the left. Top side to Carr. He will cut in. Get it behind him. An uncontested three is going to be short. Rebound tipped out. Hernandez drops it down. And here comes Atchison. They'll dish it over to the right side. Greenley will look toward the middle. Inside 3 minutes to play in the game now. Jesse goes right to Rafe. Underneath Jace. Turns counterclockwise and puts it up and in. They expected him to go to the right. He went to the left and up and in. Jace Richards has 6. 59-43. And now the route is on. Shot from the right side is going to be up and good. 59-46, a 3-point shot. Feet over to the right side. Atchison with the back on top. 2:22 left. Here's Rafe. Speeds down low. Jace puts it up and well, a contact from behind, and he'll come to the line for a pair of free throws. For Baldwin, that's Cole Mahaffey. Getting foul number 1. 2:12 left. Atchison looking squarely at its 12th win of the season. And stepping up here is going to be Chase. The big guy puts it up with a nice soft touch and drops it through. Chase Richards at 6'4", only a freshman. Now Atchison is going to get Brendan Martin back in the game, the 6'1 junior. One more shot for Richards, and that one is also good. Chase having a big fourth quarter. 61-46. And we're 2 minutes left. Skip pass. Cross court. It's going to be batted away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds and will be Atchison basketball. Into the lineup now for Baldwin. We're going to see Riker Grossner coming back in. So for Coach Blanchard, maybe taking out a little bit of height, and I suspect looking to put in a little perimeter shooting, and now we're going to get a quick foul committed in the backcourt. Because if Baldwin's going to get back in this game with 2 minutes to play, they're going to have to get their hands on the ball, and a lot. They're down 15 points. First foul of the game for Baldwin's Joseph Zimbicki, and at the line for Atchison, Zymer. He's 2-4 at the free throw line tonight. That one is good, and it is his 11th point. Hernandez with one more shot coming. Long, hard look. It is nice. Hernandez has a dozen. Atchison leading it here. 63-46, and we're at a minute 55 left. And as we get down the other end of the court, another foul. So this game that whose outcome is in no doubt is really being slowed down now with a lot of fouls in the waning minutes. Fourth foul of the game for Atchison. Free throw, in and out. Caleb Kern's got one more shot here. It is off the mark. Rebound, Chase. Atchison with the ball. Leads by 17, and we've got a minute 45 to go. Zymer comes down. Goes straight into the lane. Dumps it off underneath, and there's a quick two. The back up by Brendan Martin. 65-46. This game's going to be way closer than the final. Compside with it. Baldwin goes to the left. Atchison turns the side. Another still on a player deep in. Comes off on top. Atchison, you hear the roar of the students out there. They're getting set to bring some of the young guys into the game. And that's going to happen right now. So, for Atchison, let's see who we're going to have in here. There, and there we go. They're going to have Anthony Cody, Deacon Stout, Aiden Rebant, Miles Greenlee, and Eric Smith. A sophomore, four freshmen into the game. Now the shot is going to be up and good. Knocking it down, Caleb Carr with a couple of more. It's 65-48. Here comes Atchison. Young guys out of the court now. See how they handle it. It's going to be stolen the up court. The layup is going to be up and in. The bucket on the other end by Mahappy. And Atchison's going to turn over the inbound again. We're in the last minute. Atchison by 15. Top side with it. It's Mahappy. Shoots. No. Rebound. Cleared away by Deacon Stout. And he's going to get fouled. We will walk to the other end of the floor where, for Atchison, it is a one-and-one opportunity for their six-foot freshman, Deacon Stout. Coming into the game for Baldwin, it's going to be Garrett McLaughlin checking in. He's a freshman. Also coming in is going to be Nicholas Johnson, a freshman.
So some of the young guys getting a little PG tonight. There are what, three freshmen on the Bulldog roster. All three of them are in the game right now. Stout's free throw is up, and it is considerably short. And a rebound is pulled down by Baldwin. Half a minute to go. Travel. Ball up top side, and Ryder just got a lot of daylight, got in a little bit of a hurry, and Hutchison will be putting it back in play. Here comes Eric Smith up with it, losing the handle, picks it up, dumps it over the right side. Deacon, he's in some trouble, has it knocked out of his hand, and we're going to get a foul called, and are they going to let it run? They're going to do that. Now they're going to go back and stop it. Got 20 seconds left. We're going to get free throw shot for Hutchison by Eric Smith. Eric is a 6'3" freshman. Young man, right-handed, coming up to the line, puts this one right in there. So Eric Smith is on the board. With his first point tonight, he will earn a bonus shot. 20 seconds left. Second one's going to be a little bit short. Baldwin with the rebound. They're going to bring it up. Here it comes down the court, and we're going to have an Atchison power. We are. We're going to get one and one with 13 seconds left. Give these officials a ton of credit. They're earning their pay here tonight, calling the fouls right down to the final seconds in a what is now a 16-point game. Joseph Zembecki. Free throw won't go in. And rebound, Atchison. Smith coming up. Drives it down the right side. Picks it right. Stout will go three. Kind of off the mark. Rebound is on the floor. Cody has it. And we'll get an Atchison timeout with a second. And so we're going to hold on to it right here. I can only suppose that's just a knee-jerk coach reaction. You get a guy tied up and you say, I got to call a timeout. And you realize there's a second to go in a 16-point game, but, you know, it's a reaction. It's a knee-jerk thing. So Atchison is going to go on and play in the second round of the Class 4A tournament against the winner of Bishop Miege and Iola. And I could speculate who I think is going to win that game. I don't know who won the game, but I would make a guess at who's going to win that game. I would be thinking four-time defending state champions, maybe. The ball comes in. That's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas. The Atchison Phoenix, 66. Baldwin, 50. And we'll be back and summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where tonight the Phoenix led essentially from start to finish. If we're going to be very exact, they trailed one time in the game at 4-2. Only time they trailed tonight. They led by as many as 7 in the first half, as many as 10 at the end of 3 quarters, and big lead toward the end of the game, winning it tonight 66-50 for Baldwin. 19 points for Caleb Carr. He was their leading scorer, the leading scorer in the game. 16 tonight for Cole Mahaffey. Taylor Torres came off the bench to hit 8-3 tonight for Joseph Dembicki and Darnell and Brewster, each with two. For Atchison, you know, a lot of times in the last game of a homestand, you're going to say, or, you know, the season, the guy's going to play at home. A lot of times we'll get back to the seniors. But you know what? For Atchison, there are no seniors. Atchison has no seniors on the team, so we're going to go to the high score tonight. We had a fantastic game, 8 at halftime, 12 into 3 quarters, and led his team in scoring tonight. Jesse Greenley with 17. He's your Bank of Atchison player of the game. 13 tonight for Trey Carter and a dozen for Zyamir Hernandez. It was Jeter Pretty coming in with 7 and 6 for Rafe Bowen, rounding up the starters. Off the bench, tremendous play by Chase Richards. Most impressive. He had 8 this evening. Brendan Martin with 2 and Eric Smith with 1. Baldwin will end their season at 8-13. Atchison will continue. They move now to 12-8. Tomorrow night, we're going to go to Valley Falls. And yes, Joseph, first game is at 6 o'clock, Jackson Heights, Riverside. Second game around 7:30, depending on the duration of the first. ACCHS and JCN should be coming up. Really good game. Looking forward to bringing those to you. Want to thank you for joining us tonight. Again, Phoenix over the Bulldogs tonight, 66-50, and Tim McGreek tomorrow. For our man, Joseph, producing and engineering and taking care of all of the hard work in a Care Sports studio, Joseph, many thanks as always. Tom Counts here in the gym saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.